Welcome to Real Flix Reviews Movie News. This week we have Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, Hello. And Ryan Preston. And today's question is a little bit off the top of the head, so let's see if the other two can keep up. This week's question is, favorite Tom Cruise movie? And our answers in a bit.
Okay.
So, I told you, you guys have to keep up. So talk about Tom Cruise. Allegedly.
King of Asymmetric.
Ace Ventura. Allegedly, finally, they actually mentioned about doing Top Gun 2. I haven't heard anything about Tom Cruise being involved, but he probably will.
Does Iceman come back?
No. Iceman's alive, but I want Goose to come back.
That's what I meant. Whatever. Anyway.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Val Kilmer is the interesting one. The question
is he going to do this?
I haven't heard anything attached to it.
Is he going to lose 100 pounds first?
I was going to say, he can't play, unless he's doing like an airline pilot at this point in time.
Well, look, I mean, no doubt they're going to bring Maverick back as the Viper character. He's the
Bruce
instructor,
Goose.
You know.
Yeah, they'd have to bring this. They would have to bring Tom Cruise back, because I don't think you could do this. Do an actual AAA release without Tom Cruise. Otherwise, it's going to go straight to DVD.
Tom Cruise wouldn't allow it to happen.
Yeah, considering this is one of the movies that actually created his career.
Yeah.
I don't think the Church of Scientology would allow Tom Cruise not to be in Top Gun 2.
Top Gun 2.
No, they want the profits off that.
Top Gun 2, Electric Boogaloo. Which will permanently be my title of any sequel, considering how bad how those movies were.
Yeah.
Ever watched Electric Boogaloo?
No.
You gotta watch it.
No.
It's fucking hilarious.
Well, based on what you just said.
It's not as funny as Last Dragon, but still pretty fucking funny.
So I got something I want to mention. Hello Nurse is coming back. They're dragging out Steven Spielberg.
I am cautiously optimistic on this.
I am too. They're also in the works with Johan Vasquez about bringing back Invader Zim as well. But I mean, I'm more excited for Animaniacs, and I'm a pretty big fan of Invader Zim.
Now, I know they were going to do a movie or a reboot of the TV series.
Are you talking about Invader Zim? Or
yeah,
anime?
There was one of those. I don't remember if on Invader Zim if they were doing a TV show, yeah, if it was supposed to be a movie.
They were going
to
do a TV show. So, I mean, if they bring back Invader Zim and Animaniacs, I will be so excited. But I really want Animaniacs back.
But
the question with
Animaniacs, man,
is it going to be...
Sorry, go ahead.
Amazing.
My question is, Animaniacs, is it going to live up to what it was, or is it going to be what modern reboot of cartoons are going to be, just name only? Because if it's
like
going to be
the reboot of Voltron and
On Voltron, there's been at least two or three different reboots of Voltron over the years, all of them being on Nickelodeon, I think, up until the recent Netflix series,
which is actually not that bad.
There's been at least one or two versions of Speed Racer that have come out. There's been two versions of Thundercats, the original and the most recent release.
Yeah, which is not as good as the new Voltron.
I actually really like the new Thundercats cartoon.
The problem is you're
comparing... Thundercats are actually one of my all-time favorite cartoons, but you're comparing apples to oranges when you talk about those two different cartoons, though.
Well, I'm just saying, for me, I don't think they did as good of a job as they did with Voltron as they're...
I actually thought they did better than the new Voltron.
Maybe just
personally.
The different fan base, obviously, I guess.
Oh, yeah. So. Ryan?
Well, going back to Animaniacs, I just don't know if they're going to be able to keep the characters the way that they were in the 90s, you know, because that's how we were used to the comedy flowing with cartoons at the time.
What do you mean? Every 3 seconds a new joke?
And perverted.
Yeah,
don't forget about
the
fingerprints
the
joke.
The little asides to the camera, the Hello
really
Nurse types of comments. You know, you have all the same characters, but is the style of comedy translatable to a younger audience? You know, do they get that?
Well, that's
kind of
the thing. I mean, like with the old Animaniacs, like they were literally making jokes that were very smart. Like they would make jokes about Schroeder's cat. Pavlov's dog. Right. They would make Greek jokes. One of my favorite ones was when they went and were dealing with Da Vinci and Michelangelo, doing paintings in Sistine Chapel and all that stuff. So they were making really educated jokes.
Well, look, and one would assume that kids are still being taught about Michelangelo and the Sistine Chapel and things like that. But really, I'm wondering the way they did the setup punchline. I don't think cartoons run like that anymore. I mean, unless I'm just a little bit far out of the loop.
No, my only thought is those jokes where they weren't completely subtle, they were vague enough to pass censors in the 90s.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fingerprints was vague.
The question for me was is really, are they going to go over the top and just make obvious innuendos, which they can get away with now, versus which
if you're going to bring back Animaniacs, you have to bring back Animaniacs. It has to be Yakko, Wacko, and Dot, Pinky and the Brain, Slappy Squirrel, Mindy and all the shit, the fucking pigeons. You can't just change all of it, so you have to just bring it back.
I just want more good idea, bad idea.
And Wheel of Morality.
Dude, seriously.
Wheel of Morality.
And the Wheel of
everything.
Morality.
Yeah,
to me, the only thing you need to update is Bill Clinton not playing the saxophone in the opening credits. Everything else,
man, I love that one.
So we'll definitely...
now it's going to be Trump tweeting.
Baco Pakes.
Now we'll definitely see. I mean, I'm hoping, but man, they don't have a great track record with rebooting cartoons and stuff.
You know, I don't know.
You said Spielberg's involved?
Yeah, Spielberg is involved with this one.
So, I mean, that's the ray of sunshine here.
I'm just hoping they get the same writers. I mean, writers.
Well, I think you're
going to
get
amazing.
A lot of writers who really remember what that show meant to them, at this point. To me, you got to get the same people, though. You got to get Maurice LaMarche and Amy Strong and Rob Paulsen. You got to get all these voice actors back.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely see.
I was also going to throw out another one that they rebooted that. Actually, I thought they did a pretty decent job with the jokes. Or was the most recent Ninja Turtles that came out
cel-shaded version?
Yeah, but I mean, the actual interactions and the jokes that they were throwing, I mean, I wasn't a big fan of the animation style, but the things that they were doing as far as the jokes and...
You're talking about the Nickelodeon one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious. I was expecting to hate that thing, too.
You know,
I was, too. Like, I liked it.
It took me a bit to get past the animation, but no, I was actually
too,
quite impressed how much I actually liked the writing on it.
Yeah.
And I do have something for James. I was questioning what he thought about this. A female-centric Spider-Man spinoff starring mercenary Silver Sable and Black Cat is in the works.
Huh. Who are playing them?
That's
it
what
a cartoon
I'm looking
or is
up.
It a live action?
It looks like it'll probably be live action from what I'm seeing.
Really?
Hmm. It probably says in this article, but so what do you think? I mean, it's something new that's not Spider-Man. Hopefully he won't be in the fucking movie.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing that. I mean, they are putting out a new animated series, Batman and Harley Quinn together, and they're bringing back the 90s animation style. So, I mean...
But it's a movie, right?
It's not a cartoon, I think it's series. An animation series. Anyway, I have to look back into it.
Wow.
But I kind of want to see that as well. That one, I mean, it would intrigue me enough to actually just check it out because I was a big fan of Black Cat. I wasn't that big of a fan of Silver Sable, but whatever. I'll give it a shot. I mean, if they're doing... or you said it's a movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If they do it like they did, four or five years ago where they had like the Hulk... movie, they had the one that they came out with Doctor Strange, the Wonder Woman one. If they do it kind of like that, where it's more of a grown-up one. So, I mean, if you guys haven't seen the Wonder Woman one from like 4 years ago, go look that one up. I've never seen so many decapitated heads
and
in any animation.
I will say, with the modern twist, especially with the new Wonder Woman movie coming out and with the cartoon, I think we're at the point we could have a female-centric spinoff and not have it be this campy, this movie/cartoon, which if you actually take a look, anything like that would have been totally toned down for no reason at all.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like the fact that they're going, their target audience is, you know, our generation, the mid-30s to the late 20s, early 30s group that grew up watching these. And now they're saying, okay, let's give you guys the grown-up version that we were trying, that we didn't get into. We hinted at, but we didn't get into it back in the late 80s and early 90s with the cartoons. I mean, I'm excited that they're bringing back the 90s animation style for the Batman.
Oh, definitely.
The Batman and Harley Quinn.
And
anyways,
ladies and gentlemen, we do have a Facebook page. You go to facebook.com/RealFlixReviews. Do you have a piece of movie news or a movie you'd love us to review? Just drop us a line. You can also catch us on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and more. So our question is, favorite Tom Cruise movie? And I'm going to go with A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
Just watched it the other day. Forgot how good of a movie it really was.
Nice. I'm going to grab Jack this Nicholson, one though. Before Ryan does an interview with the vampire. That would have to be my favorite Tom Cruise one.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Last Samurai.
Ooh, good pick. That's another one. Good one. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of glad none of us picked Days of Thunder or Top Gun.
I've seen.
Well, you know, there's a lot of very iconic roles, but I think the Last Samurai tells such a crazy good story.
Yeah,
and that would
helps that his co-stars were really good actors.
And for me, I've always kind of felt that was kind of that era was kind of the last movie of his that I really liked.
Yeah, I mean, he was coming off the back of the Jet Li epics, which were really well done. If you guys don't know about the Jet Li epics, go look those up. Those were fantastic.
But Tom Cruise really kind of jumped the couch afterwards.
I thought that happened before. Ryan, did he do the Mandy Moore bullshit on Oprah before or after The Last Samurai?
He did it afterwards.
Did he?
Yeah.
I thought he did it before.
No.
Anyway, did he do what before after what?
The jumping up on Oprah's couch. I love Mandy Moore. I love Mandy Moore.
Oh. No, not Mandy Moore. It was Katie Holmes.
That's it. Whatever. They're both horrible people.
wow.
Oh, I was talking about Oprah and Tom Cruise.
Oh. So to say, I've never heard anything bad about Mandy Moore. So on a little interesting piece of movie news, and I have no idea why anybody wants another one. I love these movies. Major League 3 is ready to go, just needs funding, which I doubt it'll find.
Wait.
Major League 3.
Three.
So there's been three Major Leagues movies. There's been one and two, and Major League Back to the Minors. So technically this would be the fourth in this series.
I mean, number one was all right. I never saw what they needed to do more than that. I mean, I'd prefer to see Basketball 2 over this.
I would love to see Basketball 2. But I loved Major League 1 and 2 so much. Damn, those movies were funny.
I liked the first one. For me, it was like kind of like they were trying to be Revenge of the Nerds too much.
Yeah, kind of. Well, not really. I mean, it was a little more kind of bench warmers-y, a little more Bad News Bears kind of.
That's the other one I was going to mention.
Kind of thing. But, no, the first one was great. You know, it was really, really, really funny, really irreverent. The second one was goofy, but it was still funny. At a certain point, this is going to turn into the American Pie franchise, though.
Oh,
so I'm not looking forward to the new one.
Honestly, I thought that was the second one. I thought the second one I just thought it went just, you know, too far. Halfway through it, you're like, okay, this is...
I mean, like Airplane 2 too far, or?
Well, what you didn't have, you had, what's his name? They replaced Wesley Snipes as Willie Mays Hayes for the second one. But, you mean, you'd have to do that with pretty much the entire cast if you're making a number four.
Yeah.
Right. You know, no one wants to see a 92-year-old looking Charlie Sheen on screen.
I'd be down for it.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, he does look like he's 92. Drugs are bad.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, I want to see just for Shut and Throat. I mean, come on. So, an interesting movie to remake. I don't know why they're remaking it. I don't know who's calling for it. Suicide Squad director David Ayer is to direct the Scarface remake. Who's calling for a remake of this movie? I don't literally know.
See, that's a movie that takes place at a specific time. They had enough money to do it right the first time. It doesn't need to be done again. What's the point?
No, I'm 100% with you. That's why I don't get it. What is the point?
I mean, I understood the first reason.
Go ahead. It's the same reason that period movies keep working throughout the years. If you have enough money to do it with good costumes and good sets the first time, you know, nothing needs to be updated. You know, what are they going to change it from disco to hip hop?
Oh, shit.
Hardcore rap. Now, the question is, I have to admit, I did read the article, but I don't remember a lot of it at the moment.
Like, are they old school rap with like Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg? I mean, I'm okay with that.
No, they're going to do mumble rap. So my question is it going to be a period piece or is it going to be like a modern telling of today? I just don't. I'm really tired of remakes, honestly.
What are they going to be doing, though? I mean, because the 70s one was coming off of the back of the Cocaine Cowboys from Miami, so it was like relevant to the drug culture that was going on at the time. I'm just confused. What are they going to be doing now? MDMA, bath salts? I mean, come on.
Well, here's the thing. If you do that, then you turn it into this wholly different thing, and why are you calling it Scarface?
Yeah.
So
just make a new drug movie.
Yeah. I mean, like, do something like Blow, you know?
Or have, what was it, 52?
Oh, Formula 51 or 52 or what?
That was the worst movie.
What was the name of that one? Wasn't it like Formula 50?
Yeah, Formula 51.
Okay.
A movie so bad, most people don't remember it except for having a black guy in a kilt.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's scarred in my brain.
He was the best part of that movie, by the way.
Well, that's because he gets the cuss.
He was the only. He had like four funny lines, and the rest of it was just a dog shit movie.
Yeah,
I remember that coming out. I also remember when Rollerball came out. Everybody was like, "I want to see the new Rollerball," and I'm thinking, "Y'all never saw the first one. Apparently, it wasn't that good."
It's kind of saying people that want to see Cannonball Run.
I'd be okay. I'd be up for it if it was Logan's Run. That was a good movie.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have Jackie Chan either way. The Cannonball Runs.
Oh, so it's like Jackie Chan and Logan's Run. Okay, I'm trying to figure out where would that...
I'm talking about the Cannonballs.
Okay. But all my favorite people in all the Cannonball movie at this point are all dead, so... Are very old.
Except for Jackie Chan.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, like, Jackie Chan's still going pretty good, man.
He needs a walker at this point.
No, he's like a real life
still
Logan.
Cranking around.
He's got so much metal in his body.
He really is a real life Logan.
Yeah, he sets off airport metal detectors just by driving by the airport.
I mean, he's got more metal in him than me. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, a lot.
And you both got it for the same reason, doing crazy crap.
Stupid shit, you mean?
Yes. All right. I don't know why I'm trying not to
cuss
now.
Well, he got
now.
Paid for his stupid shit.
So what do you guys think about the new Star Wars? I don't know if you guys have actually read anything or seen any of the trailers.
Nope. Trying to avoid it entirely. Don't talk about it.
Is there anything you're looking for? Do you think the direction they're going?
Well, they have hinted at a young Yoda series.
What are you doing?
Want me to mute him?
I'm talking. What the hell are you doing?
Open up your ears.
Sounds like you're chewing on something.
Trying to get you to stop talking.
Good luck.
Well, anyway, they're hinting at a young Yoda TV series, kind of like the Clone Wars type thing that they did.
Was it like a cartoon?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'd be down for that.
Rebels is cool.
I really want them to do an Old Republic thing. I mean, there's enough canon out there that Disney can do it. The issue with it is that if Disney does it, it's got to be marketed to the older crowd because there's a lot of stuff in there of the Sith Wars, of, you know, things like that where there was a lot of bloodshed going on. And that's really what I want to see. I want to see the older stuff.
They won't. If you want it that way, they won't do it.
The Sith Legends and the Holocrons and all the stuff like that.
If you want it more adult-oriented, they won't do it. Take a look at Clone Wars. Take a look at Rebels, which Rebels is actually a pretty cool cartoon.
Dude, they killed a lot of people in Clone Wars.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
And I'm not talking about the movie.
But it wasn't even remotely adult-oriented, though. It was still kiddie-grade violence, even though I think it was a little bit more ramped up.
Well, I mean, they didn't show people getting hacked in half. They would cut away on that, but that's kind of what they really did with some of the stuff in the actual Star Wars movies.
But the problem is that it's going to be towards kids, 100%. I doubt they'd ever do an adult-oriented to do it. And they could pull a Deadpool. I just doubt it.
Well, I doubt it, too, but I'm just saying it's like something
that they... I don't know if you ever realized this. Star Wars is basically a kid's movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I loved it as a kid. I watched it a lot, along with Raiders of the Lost Ark. And, I mean, we did kind of watch Temple of Doom a few times. But, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark or, you know, The Last Crusade and things like that. I mean, like, that was what I grew up watching as
a geriatric crusade.
Well, he wasn't at that point yet. That's called The Crystal Skull, by the way.
No, that's the next one that's coming out.
Oh, God. Don't say things like that.
Oh, they're going to have another one with him.
I know, but I mean,
that
like...
is if he doesn't kill himself flying planes.
Yeah. Anyways. I don't know. I want to see a more adult version of the Star Wars because there's enough out there that it can be done. I think just Disney kind of needs to say, hey, HBO, have this.
I think you have a better chance of seeing the Star Trek Wars you want to see.
Hold on one second.
Because Star Trek is not really geared towards kids like Star Wars is. Because, A, it's not Disney. Disney almost never, minus a few exceptions, does thing geared toward adults. It's kids first,
well,
then adults.
I want to see Yoda force grow somebody.
It's just not necessarily in subject matter. I mean, just in the kind of, like, heady, sort of jargony conversations you get in Star Trek. But that's just as much of a kind of a kid's sort of morality show as Star Wars, except a lot more people die in Star Wars.
Yeah,
I think.
But here's the thing: if they're able to do an Old Republic show in the style that they just did Rogue One, I'm in.
Yeah,
I just don't see them doing it. They could,
oh, dude. I mean, the way they did that gritty sort of guerrilla filmmaking style with Rogue One—that's how you do an Old Republic.
Now,
and just let it go episodic for a couple of seasons. Yeah.
Now they may. I don't know. I just don't see them doing it. Maybe they'll do it. I don't see them doing it prime time. It could be maybe.
Well, they have an opportunity to rewrite the entire old story because all they did was take the movie canon. Everything else is up for grabs.
Yeah. But yeah, but with the way Disney's doing it, though, they'd have to have it all tie in. So I don't know. That's one of the reasons.
I'm saying they have that benefit, though.
Yeah. I don't know. It'll be interesting. I just don't see. Of course, I don't see them doing eugenic wars either. Even though I actually think that would be an interesting piece of Star Trek lore to do.
Yeah.
I think all of this stuff happens eventually. That's you know, until the sun explodes and we all die.
Yeah, we already missed that. The Mayans were wrong.
But the Hellbot people were sure right.
Oh yeah, they got sneakers out of it. I mean, come on, sneakers
and purple sheets,
like. New Reeboks. I mean, those were like a couple $100.
So, anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, for Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston, thank you for watching.
Goodbye.